half the spoils.
A few more coming in. Thankful for the blessing to be in the house of God this morning. Wasn't here last Sunday, sick, wasn't pleasant, but things like that happen. Would like to say, encourage everybody to continue to remember all those prayer requests and needs that we have going on, those who have lost loved ones here recently, going through time of grief, and all that, those that are sick. Seems like when it rains, it pours, Brother Joe. It really does. I got up this morning, and usually one of the very first things I do, unless y'all at least my age or older and on a fistful of medicine every morning, you probably don't know what I'm talking about, but I've got one of those little pill containers there. It organizes everything Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and all that, what I take in the evening and morning. And I went and I picked that thing up off the shelf as soon as I got up this morning. I dropped it, knocked the lid off of it, every bit of it went to the floor. And I thought, well, somebody's already determined I'm going to have a bad day. But you know what I done? I just took a deep breath and I said, well, Lord, it don't matter. I picked it up and reorganized it, took it and went on, amen. Oh, Lord, by your grace, I'm not going to let something as silly as that discourage me today. But it'll go to show you, Brother Keith, if you ain't careful, something as silly as that'll happen, that old flesh will rear up and get in anger. Sure will, it'll do it. But we're going to look at this today and we're going to start in verse 3. I believe that's where Brother Joe left off last week. Brother Keith, if you would, if you'd take us to the Lord in prayer.
Father in heaven, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your faithfulness, your grace,
yes,
your faithfulness. And Lord, we do, God, and all are in need of the help of God this morning.
Yes.
We need to thank God,
yes,
for the touch of God. We touch God from your presence this morning. I pray for Brother Dan, God, I pray you'd help him. Pray, God, you'd anoint him, God, that he might, God, say that you won't say
Lord,
it.
Lord, please, we need your help.
Nothing said that you don't want to say it. If you might touch it, anoint it. Help him, Lord, I pray, God, bless him, God, as he endeavors to teach the Word of God. Help our hearts, God, that we might receive that from heaven that you have for us today. In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate that, Brother Keith. We'll look and we'll start in verse 3. The Bible says, for I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. The Word of God here instructs us to not to think more highly of ourselves than we should. Now, I don't know about you, and I don't know how you look at things, but I truly believe one of the most damning sins we can fall prey to, Brother Keith, is pride. I believe that. Pride was at the very center of the fall in the Garden of Eden. Pride was at the very center of Lucifer rebellion against God, his rebellion, along with the third of the angels, pride. Lucifer wanted to be God. He wanted to be worshipped as God. He still does. That's why he does what he does today. He appealed to Eve with pride in the Garden of Eden when he told her that she didn't have to acknowledge what God said, that she could be a God herself, knowing right from wrong. And you've heard me teach and preach about that before. I believe in one way, a lot of what he was telling her is that God's word is not of authority, Brother Keith, that you can decide for yourself what's right and wrong. And if we look around at the world we live in this day and time, if there's any attitude, even among the professing Christian world, that is just eating us alive. It's the thought that we can decide for ourselves what's right and wrong and not obey what God says. God's the authority, Brother Todd. Amen. What God says is right and wrong. I've said this before, but I've seen these bumper stickers out here before. It says, God said it, and I believe it, and that settles it. Well, I think you take that middle part out. It don't matter if I believe it or not. If God said it, that settles it. That's the end of the discussion. It don't matter if I don't believe it. Don't matter if Brother Joe don't believe it. Don't matter if the whole world don't believe it. If God said it, that settles it. Amen. That's the way it is. He is the fountainhead of truth, Brother Keith. Amen. And I guarantee you, we're not. As a matter of fact, to be honest, the nature that we're born with, we're subject to want to hang on to a lie more so than we are the truth. It's only by the grace of God that I believe the truth, Brother Keith. If not for the grace of God, I could be a lot of other poor folks out there in this day and time that's still lost and cannot see the truth. Amen? And you heard me right. They cannot. Now, you say they will not. That's right. They will not because they cannot. They can't understand it. They're trying to make it fit into their little human reasoning and logic. And God just don't do that, Brother Keith, so they won't accept it. Amen? That's pride. I know better than God knows. Amen? I heard an evangelist, actually I was talking to him here several weeks ago, from another place, and he was visiting another church here in town. But, we were sitting over lunch talking, and he was, telling us these things, and I'll just relay something he said. The man said that he had learned through experience, Brother Keith, that the best way for him to get a good crowd on Monday night and Tuesday night was, to do the right thing on Sunday. And somebody asked him, said, well, what do you do on Sunday when you go in and start the meeting on Sunday? He said, well, personally, I like a lot of this new music. It's contemporary music. He said, but I always instruct or encourage the song leader at the church where I'm at on Sunday to go ahead and sing and play them old hymns. Get them old songs out there. Says, because the old folks in the church will like that. And then what they'll do, they'll go home Sunday and then through today Monday and they'll really encourage and sort of, twist their arms of the young folks in the church and get them to show up on Monday and Tuesday so he can really give the real message. So that's the crowd he wants to get in there. When he said that, Brother Dennis, you know what went through my mind? I didn't say nothing to him. I didn't say a word. You know what went through my mind? That man's not trusting God. That man's not trusting God. He's trying to reason things out, Brother Keith. He's trying to work things out according to human logic, Brother Todd. He's trying to manipulate people's emotions and manipulate their thought process instead of just worshiping and serving God and following the Holy Ghost in the service and preaching the truth. And just leave it up to God, which is where you have to do, because there's a lot of things people, we can't do a work in nobody's heart, Brother Keith. All we can do is be faithful. Is that not right? It's prideful. I think it's the height of arrogance for man to think he can cross that boundary and do what only God can do. Amen. That's why we got so many churches in trouble in this day and time. Amen. It's because they don't trust God. Amen. And it goes back to pride. I think I know better than God knows. We've got the instruction book right here, Brother Joe. Is that right? Now, I ain't against a man getting an education if that's what he feels led of God to do. But if that's what they teach them down there at the seminary, it ain't no wonder why there's so many of them coming out of seminary that's getting out here and making a mess of God's work. I don't know no other way to put it. And just, it stems from pride. The Bible here instructs us not to think more highly of ourselves than we should. We're sinners. That's what we are. We're sinners. Ain't two kind of people in this world. Lost sinners, saved sinners. But we're all sinners. Amen. That's right. It's only by the grace of God, Brother Keith, that I am what I am. That's only by the grace and the goodness of God. If it not be for that, I hate to think, I fear to think where I'd be today if I'd still even be alive. to look at the path I was on 30 years ago, 25 years ago, before I saved, and think where that would have led me today. If I'd still be here, I'd be in the midst of a mess. I'll assure you that. I don't know where I'd be. Brother Joe, I don't know how bad a shape I'd be in, but I know it wouldn't be good. I say I thank God for His grace and His mercy. Look down upon me and help me. But class, we need to be careful not to think more highly of ourselves. Pride will get you in the ditch. Pride will get you out of the will of God and out of the direction of God. Amen? Pride. Pride. People want to come up with a program all the time or a philosophy. I say, what's wrong with just sticking with this old King James Bible and preaching and teaching and praying and praising? Amen. Yep. Doing what God told us in this book to do at the house of God. I believe it'll work. Don't you? I believe it'll work. Why? Because it's what God said to do. And that's what God will bless. But we'll go on to verse 4. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. I want to stop right there for a minute. Verse 4 and 5, most of this verse 6 is what's explained to us is, although we are many members, we're one body. We're the body of Christ. The church is one, Brother Joe. Amen. I thought about this, and Brother Keith, he'd understand this real well. I'm sure all of us would. Brother Todd would. He worked up our Freightliner. Brother Joe, he worked in that automobile plant. But I thought about this week. It's sort of like that assembly line. Amen. Where they building them trucks, building them cars, Brother Keith. You know how that works. Pretty much, I'd say everybody here knows how an assembly line works. We at least have a general understanding of how that works. Brother Dennis, he's familiar with that. Amen. Everybody on that line has got a job to do. Is that not right? Everybody's got a job to do. Somebody's putting the windshield in. Somebody's dropping that motor in there. Somebody's bolting it on. Is that right, Brother Key? Somebody's putting that drivetrain in. Somebody's putting the tires and the wheels on there. Somebody's putting the seats in there. And everybody's got a job. Now, I want to say this. Amen. If somebody don't do their job on that line, what's going to happen? At best, it's going to slow the line down and slow down the production. Now, is that right? If enough people ain't doing their job, could shut down the line completely till you get the problem straightened out. Is that not right, Brother Todd? That's the way it works. Well, everybody in the church, I won't say got a job, but according to what Scripture, we've got a gift to be exercising. Everybody's got their place in the house of God, in the family of God. Amen. In the body of Christ. Everybody's got something. God's given them a gift to exercise and be doing, Brother Keith. Amen. Everybody's not called to preach. Everybody's not gifted to teach. I believe everybody can pray. Amen. Everybody can be a witness, Brother Dennis. Amen. Is that not right? Some can be encouragers. Amen. I believe God's gifted some people with the gift. I enjoy fellowshipping Brother Randy. Brother Randy makes me laugh. You say, well, that's sort of silly. Well, I guess in a way it is, but look at it this way. I think it's good to laugh. I think it's good to just sort of be in a good spirit. Amen. And, I mean, as long as you're not doing something that ain't indecent or something like that, ain't nothing wrong with having a good little laugh once in a while. Being cheerful. Amen. I believe you're going to be cheerful. Now, we ought to ultimately be cheerful and thankful because of what God's done for us. But I'm just saying, everybody's got a gift. Amen. There's been times I've come in a little discouraged or maybe a tense about something, and Brother Randy, he'll crack a little joke or something, and just sort of loosens me up and helps me, and then I can just sort of loosen up and worship. Now, a lot of people wouldn't look at it that way. Maybe you don't, but I do. I mean, some people's just got the gift to be able to be an encouragement to others, Brother Joe. I mean, it seems like when people's down and they're discouraged or going through a hard time, Brother Keith, it just seems like some people God's gifted with the ability to just sort of know what to say and how to say it to help them, be an encouragement to them. That's a gift. Everybody's got a job to do. But I'm going to tell you what, we're all equal in this work, Brother Joe. Just like them guys on that assembly line. Now you can say, well, wait a minute, that fellow putting the windshields in, that's his goal, put the windshield in. That shouldn't be his goal. That's his gift. His goal should be to work as a unit with everybody on that line to get the finished product out the door. That car, that truck that's finished, ready to go, running right, and ready to go out there and be put on the lot somewhere and be sold. Is that right, Brother Keith? That's the way the church ought to look at it. Everybody's got something to be doing. Everybody's got a gift to exercise. Why? What's our goal? That the will of God in the house of God be done. Amen? If one person lays down and quits, Brother Aaron, it hinders the work. It hinders the work. Amen? Me and Brother Hyatt was talking this week, and I know last week there was a lot of sick stuff going on. People was out, and nobody's being critical of that. Things happen. I was one of them that was out. But it's like he told me, and I know this is true. Sometimes when you don't have your people here, I mean, it just seems like it just sort of drags the service along. It's hard. It's just hard to have a really, really good service when all your people ain't here. Why? Because everybody's not here, able to be here, and exercise their gift and do their part in the service. Amen? I know Brother Robert sits back there while the man of God's preaching, and you'll hear him amening and listening to preaching, but I know he sits back there while the man of God preaches and prays for him. I know that. That's what God's gifted him to do. Now, Brother Robert's not here. Now, I know God's still God, and God do what he wants to do, but still, that's a gift that's missing in that service. You see what I'm saying? We're all one. We're all a body. We're all working together for the glory of God and to do the will of God. Amen? Things go a whole lot better. We'll see a whole lot more fruit if everybody has their heart in it, Brother Dennis. Amen? It's important everybody does their part. Amen? And I know a lot of people say, well, I ain't a preacher. What's that got to do with it? Preacher needs somebody to pray for him. Sinner needs somebody to pray for him. Amen? I mean, we look around here. I mean, Brother Todd and them, they clean up the church. Somebody's got to do that. Somebody's got to tidy up and keep the place clean and presentable. That's important. That's important. You say that's not a spiritual thing. No, it's not, but it's still important. It's still important. It's important. Everybody's got something to do. We're all one body. Amen? And it's all under the headship of Christ. Amen? And we all should pull and work together. Well, let's look down at the latter part of that verse 6 again. It says, whether prophecy, let's prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Verse 7. Her ministry, let us wait on our ministering. For he that teacheth. I won't stop right there. I thought about that a good while, Brother Keith. It says, on our ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Wait on that. And I'll be honest with you, I'm still not sure I really know exactly all what that's saying right there. I really don't. Other than this, there's a time for everything. There's a time for everything. Amen? There's a time when you might see a need that somebody needs to have something said to them. Maybe it's a word of encouragement or whatever. But that moment may not seem right. You don't have liberty from the Holy Ghost to do it. You wait on your ministry. I think about that a lot of times. God does things in His own time. Amen. Maybe in our ministry, we ought to be more conscious, Brother Todd, of that. It's not just to do what we're to do, but to do it in the right spirit and to do it in the right timing. Amen. Now, I don't know what all that involves. Like I said, I'm just being honest with you. I read that. And I'm still not sure in my mind just what all that's involving there. But it says to wait on your ministering. Amen. That tells me there's a time, even if you have the gift, it may not be the time and place to exercise it, Brother Joe. I'll say this, and I'm guilty of this, so I can use myself as an example. There's a lot of times I hear people say things that ain't right. Amen. And I know what the truth is. And I can blurt out and correct them. Brother Joe's grinning because he knows where I'm going. I can blurt out and correct them and tell them what's right, but it may just be best if I just keep my mouth shut and let it go. Amen. It might be best if I just keep in mind that if what I'm about to say ain't going to help somebody, it might be best just let it go. If it's going to stir up strife and grief and argument, it'd be best just let it go. Now, I'm teaching to myself right now. It's one of my worst weaknesses. I'm better at it than I used to be. But that ain't saying a whole lot, because I used to be pretty doggone bad about it. Amen. There's times, I'd be honest with you, I'd just about jump at an opportunity like that. If I knew it was going to stir up something, just because I wanted to get in the middle of it, I like to argue. I'm just being honest with you. God's helped me with that, and I thank Him for it, Brother Todd, but there's just some of that in me. I mean, I'm a critical, argumentative type person. I got that some of that competitiveness in me. If I'm right, I want to be right, and I want to let you know I am. That's just part of my flesh. But that ain't right, folks. That ain't the spirit that we ought to share truth and proclaim truth, Brother Dennis. We ought to do it in the right spirit. We ought to do it from a spirit of love and humility. I like what Brother Hyde preached many a time. It'd be a whole lot better to go to somebody with a tear in your eye and your head bowed down in humility when you had to talk to them about stuff like that and they're not right than just go blow them out and just chew them up, spit them out. Amen. I've had to learn that the hard way. I've had to learn that the hard way. God's helped me with that. Amen. And I thank Him for it. But sometimes you just have to wait on your ministry. You may have the gift for it. You may have the answer. You may have whatever somebody needs or a situation calls for. But the timing may just not be right. You say, how do I know that? I don't know. Other than to pray and follow the lead of the Holy Ghost, Brother Keith. That's all I know. There's a lot of times, Brother Todd, I just don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But God does. I know if I'll follow God and be in His will and do what God says, amen, it'll be all right. We'll look at verse 8. Well, the latter part of verse 7 says, he that teacheth on teaching. And I thank God for teaching. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to stand and teach. I appreciate these other men standing here and teaching. I appreciate the ladies, the others up there with the youth class and the children's class does a great job teaching. I thank God He's gifted people to teach. Amen. I'm glad He's given somebody to teach. Amen. I'm still learning. Just because I teach or just because I preach don't make me no better, no smarter than nobody else. I'm still learning. Amen. I learned from any of you in here. I have before. I've heard every one of you say things, testifying or something that God's took and taught me something or solidified something in my heart. I ain't no better than you are. Amen. I'm still a student. I get to teach every now and then, Brother Joe, but I'm still a student. Amen. I'll tell you what, God's taught me a lot in that jail ministry. He really has. He's done things in my heart I never would have thought I'd have been able to walk in there and do. I mean, and I don't mean doing it just out of duty. I don't mean doing it just out of trying to perform something. I mean, it just naturally and genuinely comes out of me now. God's worked that in my heart. A compassion. I went a long part of my life without knowing a whole lot about real compassion for people. But God's taught me some compassion for people and worked that in my heart, and I thank Him for it. But verse 8 says, he that exhorteth on exhortation, and I thank God for people that exhorts. Amen. It means a lot to me, Brother Robert, to walk around here and try to shake everybody's hand, tell him he's glad to see him. Amen. I don't know about you, when he walks up to me like that, that makes me feel good. It really does. That encourages me. That helps me. And I'm glad we've got people in this church just like that. I want to say this, Brother Bill Gray and his wife, I've talked to him several times on the phone since they went back after they visited the other Sunday. And one thing Brother Bill keeps just saying over and over and over and over is just how him and his wife was just overcome with the kindness and the love they felt from the people of God here at this place toward them as visitors. I thank God for that. I don't know about you, but I thank God for that, Brother Todd. That's a great testimony. It really is. That's a great testimony. And he told me, buddy, they really enjoyed being here. He told me, he said he didn't know when he had been in a service at the house of God and enjoyed it as much as he did that Sunday. He said God really helped him and he really enjoyed coming. And I'm going to tell you what, that's good. I'm glad God seems has gifted this church with that kind of gift. To be able to exhort and to love people. And I thank God for that. That comes from God. I guarantee you that. That don't come from my old Adamic nature, Brother Keith. That old nature, we got mad at him, is selfish and self-centered. It's not giving like that. Amen. That's something God's put in the people, God's heart here, and I thank God for doing that. But he said, he that exhorteth, on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. I will say to you, it's right to give. It's just as right to give of yourself as it is your pocketbook. Amen. They're both right. Amen. I ask myself every day, am I giving of myself? I'm trying to learn to be better at that, Brother Aaron. Be a help to other people. I really am. And he said, do it with simplicity. I mean, just do it simply, Brother Keith. Don't do it. I think about this. I don't know necessarily this is what the text is talking about, but I think about this. Don't do it because you want somebody to come up and pat you on the back and tell you how good you are for doing it. That's the wrong reason to do what you do. That's the wrong reason. Don't do it because of what you think you're going to get out of it. Just don't do it for that reason. God will reward you abundantly, and it's God's business how He'll reward you. And you will not go without reward from God. It might be something as simple as good health over the next year and not getting sick. It could be that. I ain't saying God's going to give up a bunch of $100 bills in your bank account and give you a new Cadillac. God simply may give you good health over the next year as your abundant reward for doing His will. Amen. God will take care of you if you do what God wants you to do. I believe that. Amen. And that don't mean that we're going to skirt and escape every little circumstance in life and not have some hardship and problems either. But I'm just saying, even if we have to go through some tough times, God will go with us. Amen. I promise you that's right. But do things for the right motive and the right reason. To glorify God. That would be our number one reason we do anything for God. To glorify Him. Amen. To glorify Him. When I go to jail, I'll be honest with you. I go up there, I preach the gospel these other men does. Do I do it to see people saved? Now this is going to sound funny. Yeah, but that's not really the reason I'm doing it. I'm doing it to glorify God. He'll take care of the salvation. Because it's Him that saves sinners, not me. If I went up there for the next 50 years and not a soul got saved, but I was faithful to do what God had told me to do, my reward in heaven will be just as great as if thousands came to Christ through it. Now, you may not believe that. I know some people don't. God does not bless the results because the results aren't in our hands to start with. He blesses the obedience. He'll take care of the results. What does the Bible tell us? The plant and the water. And what? Who will give the increase? God. 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 Amen. Said, he that showeth mercy, and I like that, said, do that with cheerfulness, and I've already talked about that. If you're going to have mercy on somebody, if you're going to help somebody, do it for the right reason. Do it because you love them. and do it in a way they know it's because you love them and you really care about them. Don't treat them like they're just some kind of pity case that you're just reaching out to, like I said, because there's something in it for you. Nobody's going to respond to that. They'll pick up on that. People can tell if you really care about them or not, Brother Keith.
That's right.
They surely will. They surely will. But we're one body. I think about how the body works, and I'll close with this. If we look at our human body and compare it to the spiritual body of the church, the body has many parts and many functions. Brother Keith, we have eyes that we might see. Amen. I believe it's important for the church to have a vision. Amen. It's important for the church to have a vision. Amen. We have ears. Why? So we can hear. It's important that the church listens to the will of God. Amen. I mean, we have feet. Why? So we can go. So we can move. So we can travel. Is that right, Robert Little Joe? That's why we go. We go to the mission field. We go to jail. We go to our neighbor and share the gospel. As a church, we have feet so we can go. And I do want to say this. You know, I preached the other night on that blessings with a warning label. And I think that's one of the greatest things we need to guard against in this end times, that we don't fall, Brother Keith. We don't slip back. We don't lose what God's given us by getting slack. And last Sunday, this may sound funny to you, last Sunday when I was sick and I was running to the bathroom, and you know, I'm not going to go into a great description. You know how it is. But after I came out of the bathroom one time, real early Sunday morning, Brother Dennis, I think it was about 5 o'clock. I'd done been in there several times over the night. I laid there, and this is what went through my mind. I started praying. I said, God, I thank you for the process. My body right now is doing what you made it to do. I'm not pleasant going through the process. I'm not real happy about having to endure it. But God, by your grace, I know you give me the grace to endure it. But I understand this is just a process. The body's doing what it's meant to do. You say, what is that? I had toxins in me. I had infection in me. I had something in me, a bug. It had to come out. That's the way God made the body, to get rid of it. Amen. To filter it and expel it and get rid of it. Why? Because if that didn't come out of me, it could kill me. Is that right? Church, there's sometimes we go through bumps in the road as a church. And maybe things get a little rough and we have to work through things in the grace and the will of God. But that's just God's process. I think it's important that just like our body's made to filter out toxins and impurities, that's what the church should be doing. And at those times, if it's not pleasant to be going through something the church is going through, but it's getting toxins, impurities, false doctrines, false brethren, anything else out from our midst, that we might stay pure and stay healthy, that we might serve God in His will, that's what God made the church to do. That's a function, just like the body is. Amen. So think about that sometime. There's times we go through things as a body, as a church body. It's not pleasant. It's not easy. But sometimes they are necessary. That God might purge His church. And God might purge His church of the impurities and all that'll be unhealthy for the church. See, that's why there's so many churches in the shape they're in this day and time. They don't filter out the toxins and the impurities, Brother Joe. And next thing you know, Ichabod's rode across the door and they're dead. Think about that. We're not above a fall. But we are one body in Christ. We have His grace. We have His help. Thank God He's going with us, Brother Joe. And I just want to encourage you this morning. If we'll as a body stay together, love one another, love Christ, do the will of God together, I really believe until that day comes, He comes after us, we'll be healthy and we'll be fruitful for His glory. And I believe that's one reason this church has been used. We're not a very big body. But God has done a lot of good things through this church. And I believe that's because the people here truly loves God. And we stand for truth. And we love people. And we're trying to do God's will.
But if we ever lose that, folks, if we ever lose that, we'll wind up just like the rest of that crowd. Amen. I don't want to see that. Let's stay healthy as a body and function in the will of God and in the help of God. Amen. Brother Todd, if you close us in prayer, I appreciate it.
Our Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the good lesson this morning. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, Lord, to be here in the house of God. I ask you this morning, Lord, if you would just continue, Lord, to work in hearts. I pray you help the man of God in the preaching hour, Lord. I pray you touch the singing. Whatever takes place here this morning, Lord, may it be a pleasing to you, Lord. In Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Appreciate everybody.